checklist waivers. And then also note any other conditions set forth in Mr. McLaren's report unless otherwise addressed. Applicant will comply with any representations it made during the course of the hearing, subject to any outside approvals that may be necessary, and all the standard conditions that we put in anything that, if approved, that we put in there. So that said, we'll need a...
And the engineer's cost estimate and guarantee, performance guarantee and escrow.
Correct.
Yeah, I thought I saw that somewhere, but I'll note it too. Okay. So we'll need a motion, a second, and a roll call vote.
Can I have a motion, please?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Call the roll, please, for a vote.
Mayor Kribel?
I obviously heard all the testimony, and I think the crux of any indecision I would have would be how this property would develop into the landscape of its surrounding block. I think that it meets more of the R9 criteria in the overlay district. Even though the principal setbacks and the side yard setbacks are requiring a variance, I believe that it's still, when you consider not only the First Union Sun Bank development duplexes, but the other properties across the street. There are three large mixed-use properties there that are much larger in scale than this property. It falls lower than that. And I think I made a list of positives and negatives, and I literally have a full list of positives. The others, I would say, were addressed. The landscape plan, the addition of a tree, the revision for non-permeable coverage, working with the city on that. Finally, if you look at this again as a neighborhood, it adds to an eclectic feel of design that the Surrey House started by its redevelopment in that space, and this sort of continues. I think that's one of the benefits in Ventnor in a commercial this type of area, is that we have a diverse architecture, and I think this speaks to that. And I don't want to steal any thunder, but it's one of the few properties that's fire suppressed and alarmed. And I think from a public safety standpoint, that's a huge factor. So I support the application for all those reasons, weighing against what are some of the inherent negatives in a property like this.
Commissioner Landgraf?
So I look at this as it is infill development. I mentioned that before in my comments. This is a lot that is an existing lot. It's a difficult lot to develop. So you're going to need relief to fit a structure that meets the density and the uses in that neighborhood. You're going to need those setback variances. And I think that was justified tonight with the testimony that was provided. It's consistent with the density and the development on the block. And I took a bunch of notes myself. So it's appropriate density. It does meet that purpose of the municipal land use law. It's an appropriate location, I feel, for this use. The architectural design, I think, is a newer design, which I've said this before, is not my style. But I think it adds to, like the mayor said, the Surrey House right behind on Surrey Avenue. It has that feel to it. And this is going to pop in that neighborhood. Preservation of air, light, and open space. That's a little bit harder to sell because of the setbacks, but I feel that building creates its own airiness around it, especially on the frontage side with those decks. So there's always negative impact with development. I think this limits it. Some of the aspects of increasing the permeability on the site, I think that's a big plus for the community, our city. Rain is we get floods down here just when it rains a couple of inches because there's no place for the water to go. If we can do that on this site and keep that water going back into the ground, that's a huge plus to offset the 80% lot coverage. So that increase of permeability to me helps. Parking, beach block, parking is always an issue. So providing enough parking on that site and meeting the requirement to me is also a key reason I support the application to vote yes.
Joe Iannuzzelli.
The positives just far outweigh the negatives. I can pretty much echo
like the mayor said, I won't do that. I'm simply, I'm in favor of this project.
Jay Cook?
I'm going to vote in favor of the application. This is quite a demonstration of new technologies, the city moving forward, but also not standing still. It makes use of a lot area in a design structure that permits larger areas, but they don't exist. So the larger area that the available properties need to be developed, not zoned out of existence or create some mundane or ineffectual properties. It meets a developmental pattern of the area. Now, there are properties in there that exceed the density. When you look at the density factor alone, this apartment has, as of 8 bedrooms, meets the parking standards. It has setbacks, it's fire suppressed. It's of late, of new materials and so on going through. And also, it's bringing in the use of recharge basins to manage drainage and so on to go with it. That has not been done before in this particular area. So now we have the good management ideas and things going forward that the property is being used. The key, though, is the zoning and something that goes through and meeting the master plan. The master plan is to replace, there was an obsolete building there at one time. Because that site has been vacant for so long, vacant sites generally breed the idea of people not taking well to the development because they got used to the vacancy. It contributes to the economic health, which is we have a component in our master plan and the tax base of our city. A vacant lot that we don't demand that they be developed does not generate revenue, but it benefits every citizen. So we look at a plan that could benefit every citizen in the city rather than one. But this is a resort as well, and it brings forward a resort nature to this community. It preserves the air and the light. It gives adequate design, but it also addresses the technology of the future. With that, density, design, lack of obsolescence, and spurring on new development and new renovation work to improve the base of the city, I vote in favor of this resoundingly.
Roman Zabihage.
This is an undersized lot, which obviously any development on the lot would require variances. So I think the variances are justified. My biggest reason for voting, other than it'll add to the aesthetics, it's consistent with what's in the neighborhood, is what's going to be provided are 4 two-family units, something that is desperately missing in our community, giving other people an opportunity to move in, not just to units, be they apartments or houses that have multiple bedrooms and are in large size, which become unaffordable. Here is something we can provide other people who can now hopefully afford these 4 units. For that reason, yes.
Lorraine Salata.
Well, you know, when applications are presented to the board, we always look at, you know, how much relief is being requested, otherwise the applications wouldn't be before us. But not just how much relief they need, we have to look at, you know, the neighborhood. Is this going to benefit the neighborhood? Does it fit in with the character of the neighborhood? And understood, there are a number of variances that go with that. If we put that in a different neighborhood, if you were asking for relief, it would probably get turned down. But I believe in my heart that that actually fits really well in that particular neighborhood. And I scrutinized it, I looked at it, because knowing 11 years ago or 12 years ago, I did vote for it. And I've changed my mind on a lot of different values since then, sitting on the board, that I still hold that that is really a well-suited structure for that neighborhood. So I will vote in favor of it again.
Dan Smith III.
I think that It's a really well-thought-out, extremely efficient plan that is, fits right into that neighborhood. This is not a square peg in a round hole, 2 pounds in a 1 pound bag. This is a ideal situation, two bedroom units, 1400 square feet, has a full fire suppression system, has an elevator, it has showers, it has, it's very, very efficient and meets, checks all the boxes for the city. I'd like to see more of this in certain situations. This block, when you look at the overall block, this fits in perfectly, and it is a real compliment to the hotel on Surrey. That really brought attention to the area along with the duplexes on Surrey in Victoria. So I'm in favor of it. I love it.
Mike Wiesen.
First, I'd like to thank the neighbors for voicing their opinion. Then I would also look at, from the breakers down, that's all new, and it all started with your unit. That was, I believe, a single family, a building that was sold, and we approved a duplex on that. So that was the nucleus to develop that whole area of what it's turning into now. I'm sorry that you feel as if that property shouldn't be there, but we all feel as if it's being developed so well to match up with that Surrey behind, the Surrey Hotel behind. There's no neighbors to the left, there's none to the back. I believe that this is a development that is greatly needed in Ventnor, and I approve it.
Peter Taco.
When I first looked at this development, I thought that it was a little overpowering for that lot. But hearing the testimony and viewing the rest of the neighborhood, I feel that the variances that we're granting, although there are quite a few, any project over there would probably require the same variances. And I think that this is an appropriate development for that site in that neighborhood. I don't think it goes anyplace else in town, but for that neighborhood, I think it's very appropriate. And for those reasons, I vote in favor.
Jay, we're complete.
We're complete. It has passed. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
And that's it.
Long journey.
You have your John. We know what you have to do with Roger as far as the plans and so on going through. But Craig, this is orders, so we're in good shape. Thank you very much, Stephen, and so on. Paul, thank you for coming. Larry, thank you for coming.
The board.
Thank you. And thank you for watching.
Motion to adjourn.
And at this time, I think it's appropriate.
Motion to adjourn.
All those in favor?
Aye.
You know, John?
Aye.